5 years no interest and 5 months no first payment, or 10-year 2.99 APR financing. Everyone on Team Pella of Wisconsin is digging deep to make Wisconsin proud. That's right, it's back. 5 years no interest and 5 months no first payment, or you can choose 10-year 2.99 APR financing. Look, you don't have to be a math whiz, but with inflation about to kick in big time, this is almost like free money for years from now. Pella of Wisconsin's custom measured, custom fit windows can be installed in as little as 8 weeks. And that's perfect timing because the frosty fall air isn't far away. Set your consultation today. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Out of all this nonsense, this is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you 9:21 on this Monday morning. Joining me live on the hotline right now, the one and only Sheriff David Clark. Sheriff Clark, a real pleasure to have you join us on the Regular Joe Show. Happy to have you. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking, and it's a pleasure to be on with you, and good morning to your listeners.
Well, I know they're happy to hear from you. I just got out of the gate. Thank you for putting together this awesome event for Friday. It is definitely needed, and I think it will make a real impact. It's going to be this Friday. You're putting together a rally under your organization, Rise Up Wisconsin. Tell everyone the details of how they can come out and have their voice heard.
Sure. First, I want to start with my 501c4 that I started, and it was an attempt to organize the grassroots voter, the individual that doesn't have a voice in Madison. And rather than just sit around and complain and whine, like, you know, to be the human tendency once in a while, I thought we can do something more constructive. So I formed this corporation, this Rise Up Wisconsin. The URL is riseupwisconsin.com. And you can go there, poke around, sign up to volunteer, donate. And it's an attempt to get the attention of our legislators in Madison to act on our behalf. Right now, they're not doing that sort of thing. So it's going to be issue-oriented. The first thing we're taking up is that we need a full cyber forensic audit of the 2020 election in Wisconsin that happened last November. And I want to make this clear that this full cyber forensic audit is not an attempt at undoing the result. It is, however, an attempt to determine if fraud occurred, and to use that to root out fraud in future elections. Now, Joe, you know this, and your listeners know it. Wisconsin voters need a guarantee that our elections are honest and fair. We need more transparency in our voting process, and most importantly, voters must never surrender their right to scrutinize election results, and that's what we're talking about here. So Friday, from noon to about 2 o'clock, 1:30, a rally on the stairs of the Capitol in Madison. We want to show a force. We want to put the pressure on Robin Voss, who is an impediment to a full cyber forensic audit. He's standing in the way. He's protecting the status quo, and he's working diligently. He's threatening members of his caucus that they better not call for this and make things messy for him. But that's what Rise Up Wisconsin is. We're going to make it messy for Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Both of them need to do what's right for the voters of Wisconsin. And Voss, with some of his comments and being against a full cyber forensic audit, has said, made comments like, well, I don't know what it'll prove. Well, I don't think it'll amount to much. We don't care what he thinks.
Exactly.
The people at base level are asking for this, and they're demanding. We're going to demand it on Friday. And we want to make it clear to these politicians to stop substituting their judgment for ours.
You hit on something which obviously we talk a lot about on this show, which is that for reasons that almost seem baffling unless you understand politics, Robin Voss continually seems to be the wall in the way of getting things done and moving things forward. And interestingly enough, I don't understand why any Republican or Democrat would be against a full forensic cyber audit, because at the end of the day, we get to the truth. And everybody should want that, no matter what that result is. If it comes back, right, if they do a full forensic cyber audit and somehow they come back and say, well, you know what, Joe Biden won the state by just under 21,000 votes, what the number was, well, then we know for a fact and we have those answers. If they come back and they say, well, actually, these numbers are off because this went wrong, this was done, wouldn't anyone, particularly somebody in leadership, want to know this? And to that end, I just want to play a quick soundbite for you. This is Justice Michael Gableman yesterday on WISN's Upfront on the question of a full forensic cyber audit. Cut 24. This is what he said.
Maybe and maybe not, because I've seen a lot of heat generated by what is going on in Arizona. At this point, I am not seeing a lot of light to indicate that anything like what is happening in Arizona with what they're calling a forensic audit. And the reason I say that, kind of in quotation marks, and this is another very important point for our viewers, there is no commonly accepted definition of the term forensic audit.
Well, first of all, I find it kind of troubling that a former Supreme Court justice is acting like he doesn't know what people are talking about when we talk about a full forensic cyber audit, even if it's just, say, to do something in the same vein as Arizona. That's an easy way of saying it. To sit there and act like he's perplexed, I don't even, and this idea of we don't have any light, we only have this heat and so forth. Well, we have to investigate to get to that, right? I mean, when you were sheriff, there's a crime, you investigate it. That's how you got to the facts, correct?
Well, and with that statement, and look, Mike Gableman's a friend. I helped him get elected, but he's in out of his league on this. He's in over his head. We don't need a special counsel. He's a lawyer by trade, and there is a definition for a forensic audit. And shame on him that he doesn't know. And I'll read parts of what that is, because I've been on this thing for a long time. A forensic audit examines and evaluates records to derive evidence used in a court of law or legal proceeding. It's a specialization, it says. A forensic audit requires expert knowledge about the legal frameworks of such an audit. So in other words, what a full forensic audit will do is it's used to uncover potential. He's right there. We don't know, but we haven't looked. And so I'm tired of these people, like him, like Voss, like LeMahieu, that have already made a determination in their mind that there's nothing here and they haven't looked. And as you indicated, Joe, and you asked, why not? Because like I said, voters should never surrender their right to scrutinize election results. And there were a lot of irregularities in that. I didn't say fraud. We don't know that yet, but there are irregularities that we need to get to the bottom of in order to ensure the voters of Wisconsin across both parties and all demographics that our elections are secure, that they're fair, they're honest, they're transparent. We cannot do that right now. The polling shows all across the country, regardless of demographic, regardless of party affiliation, people have doubts about the election process here in the United States. They have doubts. And if they have doubts, those doubts need to be resolved, because, Joe, as you know, if people think the system's rigged, it doesn't have to be rigged. If they think it's rigged, they're not going to participate. So this is on behalf of every voter in the state of Wisconsin. Robin Voss is trying to sell you a crap sandwich, and now he's got Gableman and other minions running around trying to tell you that crap sandwich tastes good.
They
aren't stupid. They know that something may be up here, and they just wanted to, looked into, examined, audited, and you're right. I don't know why they're standing in the way, but...
We'll be right back with Sheriff Clark.
This is The Regular Joe.